Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Craig Kelly with the Knoxville Optimist Club as he talks about the upcoming Treats in the Trunk event coming to the Knoxville City parking lot on October 26th. Treats in the Trunk event coming up on October 26th. Craig, I know it's a great event. It's something that, you know, I've taken part in. I've been there with a little bit of radio. We'll be there again. But take us through the Treats for Trunk event. It's coming up. Tell me kind of what it is and why people in Knoxville should definitely take part in it and have their kids out there to get some candy.
Nathan, thank you. This is a fun event for the kids, particularly the younger ones that maybe don't get a go on Beggar's Night. This gives them an opportunity to get out in a good, safe environment. And this year we have over 50 people that are going to be there to attend, to hand out candy and do games and just have fun for the kids.
Now, this has been going on for many, many years here in Knoxville. Tell us where exactly it's going to be if somebody hasn't, you know, maybe moved or new to Knoxville. They don't know exactly where everything is. Tell them where they can go out and take part in this.
Okay, it's at the street corners of Montgomery and 3rd Street, across from City Hall and the library. So it's easy to find. Nice big parking lot there.
Is there anything that anybody has to do to take part in this, or kind of just show up?
Just show up. Dress up in your costumes. Thrive will be conducting a costume contest for the kids this year. So, yeah, just come. Just come and have fun.
You know, when it comes to this event, you know, it's always, like I said, there's always seems to be a line of people. I mean, it fills up fast. People are always getting in there, getting candy and stuff. Take us through, I guess, what do you think is your favorite part of it? Or if you have maybe a memory of it that you'd want to share that just, you know, you love the most about this event.
Oh, just watching the kids, you know, the smile on their face and the laughs. There's been so many neat things that have gone on during this event that it really makes it cool. Every year's different. Every year's special. You know, and every child or the first 100 kids are going to get a free pumpkin so they can take it home and decorate it however they want to. So it's just a fun event for everybody.
And when exactly does it begin? How long will it last for? And then I know you mentioned when it comes to possible weather situations, there's obviously we're going to have to move it.
Yes, the event is 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and if it does rain, we have a Memorial Hall set up, so we can use that.
And when it comes to it, is this for every age, or you have a certain age group you're hoping to have show up to this, especially when it comes to that costume contest?
Preschool to elementary age children is our target.
Now, is there any thought to possibly making this? I know you have, like you said, you have about 50 vendors or more. Is there ever a thought to possibly making this more of a bigger event?
Yes, we're continuing trying to make it larger. You know, if there's other people in the community that want to come and participate, you're more than welcome to do so. The Optimist Club hosts the event, but this is a community event, and it's turned out to be that way for the kids, to make it a bigger event, big as possible.
Now, when it comes to that, obviously, when it comes to the vendors, and you said you mentioned about 50, if there's any businesses or anybody out there that hears this interview and would like to be a part of it, how can they do that?
Okay, then give me a call on my cell phone, 641-891-8700. We'd love to have more.
Is there anything that they have to do, or is it just give you a call?
Nope, just give me a call and provide 400 pieces of candies for the kids. 400 seems to be about where we're at in numbers, pretty steady throughout the years.
Is there anything else the people in Knoxville and Marion County should know about the Treats in the Trunk event coming up on October 26th?
Just come on out and have fun. It's a ball for even the adults have as much fun as the kids do.
Thanks to Craig Kelly with the Knoxville Optimist Club for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.